there, buddy. What are you doing in the printer room? I thought you were done for the day. You had the late meeting today, didn't you? You've got to get your printing done for next week. Yeah. Imagine that. Us working another Friday when most of the office is off. Again. Yes? Yes, I distinctly remember something different about the last time this happened. Whatever could it have been? Oh, wait. I remember. It was when you snuck under my desk and licked my cunt. While I was on the phone with a client and while the boss walked in. Oh, I remember. You grabbed my hips and fucked me. Really good. But that doesn't excuse you for almost getting me fired. I'm the boss's secretary. And he was in the room while he waked me out. Well, while I did appreciate the apology dinner and drinks, I wasn't lying when I said I was going to get you back. And now, here, in this small printer room, I intend to get it. How? Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'll walk over here behind the copier with you, facing the door, and move a zipper and see what I find. What is this? Sir, are you thinking about something inappropriate while at work? How unprofessional of you. I mean, what would you be thinking about your sexy work wife, boss's secretary, pulling your cock through your pants and boxers, getting her hand nice and slick, and grabbing your hardened shaft while she kisses you? The truth is, I'm here for revenge. Because since that day a few weeks ago, I'm a fucking mess here at work. I can't concentrate. Every day, when I get bored or done with the job, or I'm on the phone, can't stop thinking about it. You, on your knees, under my desk, licking my cunt and my clit. I get wet just thinking about it. It makes it fucking hard to concentrate, and it's all your fault. Instead about thinking about getting those projects done for the boss, all I can think about is how hard I'm trying not to come in front of the boss and spasming around your dick while you fucked me after and taking your hot load down my throat. So now, it's your turn. You're gonna have to think about this every time you come in here for printing. The hot secretary, with her wet hand wrapped around your thick cock, stroking you ever so gently, whispering sweet nothings in your ear, making you beg for release. Brian, how are you today? I didn't know you were still here. Oh, just helping this one out with a printer. It got jammed again. Can you believe that? Oh, I know. I'm always having to give this one a hand with things. I just don't know how he could survive without me. Oh, I can keep him in check. I know just how to handle you. don't I? Hey, buddy. Would you take this front panel off so I can squat down and have a closer look? You can make small talk with Brian and tell me what the screen loads on and says while I have a look at this. So, Brian, how was your client meeting today? Great. I'm so glad the package I made for you helped. Speaking of package... I think I actually need to get a closer look. Why don't I move a little closer to you so I can wrap my lips around the problem? No. It's just an expression my mum used to say. I guess I take after her that way. What's the readout say now, buddy? I think I'm going to have to go a little deeper to see the problem. Oh, I don't think this printer is too bad. You just have to know how to give it a little release. Isn't that right, sir? Let's see. I think I have to make a few more adjustments to make on the copier. Sorry, Brian. Looks like it's going to be a few more minutes. And then this guy, I'm sure, will want to complete his project first. I know he's got a very big workload and just can't wait to finish it. You can just see the stress on his face, can't you? About how much this project is on his mind. Why don't I stay here and help him with that, and maybe you can check back in 30 minutes or so? Great. Well... great to see you again, and congrats on the presentation. Yeah, I'll send you a message when we're done. Sounds great. Nice job, buddy. You almost kept a straight face the whole time. It was so hot seeing your face when I... Hey now, what are you... I've got your attention now. Hey, now careful with those knickers. What do you think you're doing? No, you idiot. I know what you're doing. It's just, this is my revenge on you. It's not fair that you can... you finger me too. But if you're going to, you might as well start to rub my... fuck yeah. Yes. Right on the clit. So because I'm the secretary at my desk, that was good, clean fun. But because you have a dick, and it's easier to see, I can't give you a hand job behind the copier machine. Well, that sounds sexist. In today's day and age, women should be able to objectify their work husbands too. I'm not gonna lie, it is hard for me to think about having sex any other way now. You know, your big cock stretching me out so good in my office. Hands around my hips, rubbing my clit while you stretch me out. Oh. I've gotten myself off so many times thinking about it. What do you mean that gives you an idea? Whoa! What are you... Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. I've missed this cock so much. Oh, fuck. I love when you fuck me from behind. it's a good thing that this printer is on one side of the office so no one can hear. Oh, God, you stop fucking me now, you're worried? Well, you certainly aren't slowing down very much, are you? Yeah, reach around and rub my pussy into my skirt. Will you fuck me? Oh, fuck yeah. This is hot. I can't believe I'm taking it doggy style while leaning on a coffee at work. Who am I right now? Oh, is that who I am? Well, aren't I? Aren't I such a good work wife for you? It's a good thing we're both still single. I don't think a real husband will fuck me as good as you do anyway. So, I'm not in a rush. Oh, yeah. I bet you wish I was your secretary. What would you do with me if I was? Well, I like that idea, but I'm not sure if we shared a private office, we would ever get any work done. Actually, come to think of it, I think I'd rather be your boss. Hi, you're here. Oh, what a surprise. Yeah, I guess you should be here. You are the boss, after all. I just mean I'm surprised to see you here, in the printer room. What are we doing here? Oh, I'm helping him to fix the printer. Yeah, it's not working, right? Isn't that what you told me when you called me in? Why do we look tired? Oh, it's just working hard, right? Yeah. It's been a long day, and we're just about ready to conclude our week together. Why are we so close together? Like this? Oh, he's just looking over my shoulder. He's teaching me how to fix this printer. So, what does this light mean again? I just always forget what it means. That tube gets inserted into that channel, but it needs to be lubricated first. Very interesting. Oh, okay, boss, no problem. We'll just be here fixing the printer. Shouldn't be long now. Okay, thanks. Holy shit, what just happened? Pull out real quick. I know. How did he not see? Good thing I left your belt on. What do you mean now? You still want to finish? After that? You're crazy. You're actually nuts. But we got so close to getting caught. I'm really fucking wet now. And I do need to come. Fuck it. Come over here next to these shelves. I'm gonna stand back to the wall and put my leg on the shelf by here and now get over here and give it to me. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Grab my ass while you rut in me. I'm so fucking wet for you. Dripping all over your glorious cock. Fuck. You're hitting all the right spots with this angle. Beat up this cunt. Make me crazy for you. Fuck me so good. I'll have to fuck myself with the dildo every day before I come to work so I can concentrate. Yeah, fuck me all the way to your balls with every fucking thrust. Oh, I'm so close. I'm so close. Please get me off. Please get me off. No, I'm not fucking apologizing for taking a brunch. You deserved it. What? If you let me come now, you're going to sneak under my desk again sometime. You're impossible, you know that, you fucker. Fine, okay? Just get me off now. Keep fucking me until I... Oh, yeah, yes, thank you. Thank you. Rub that clit. Oh, you fuck me. Oh, yes, baby, yes. Make your work wife come. Make me come. I'm gonna come. Oh, God, stick your tongue in my mouth. It'll be too loud. Hurry. You're amazing. Abso-fucking-lutely amazing. I was gonna make you beg for release, but I don't even care anymore. Let me get down on my knees and get you off. You're such a good fuck. Such a nice, sick dick. I need to take care of it. I need to service it and cherish it, own it. Where do you want to come today, baby? Do you want to throat pie me again today while I take you all the way to your balls? Oh, the balls. Maybe I should suck on them when you're making your choice. You want me to jack you off into my mouth today? Yes, sir. I'm happy to do whatever it takes to help you succeed, sir. After all, I am the secretary. I'm here to take care of your needs, aren't I? Aren't I here to help you fix your problems? And right now, I think your biggest problem is that you aren't going to be productive until you shoot your load right into my mouth. Right here, see? Right on top of this hot pink tongue, inside these cock-sucking lips. I need you to be at peak performance, sir. So, take your release. Give me your cum. All of it. I need you to come in my mouth. Every hot drop. Come on. I'm jacking you off so hard and fast. Look into my eyes. You know you want it. You know I'm the fucking office slut you've always dreamed of. Give me your cum. Come on, give me my reward. Shoot it into my mouth. Now. Now. Please. Please, baby. Wow. That was almost worth getting fired for. Again. Well, maybe we do need to be more careful. Maybe we should call it even and stop. Oh. So you're not going to tell me if you're going to take revenge on me again or not? Oh, fine. I'll just keep you in a wet mess wondering. Maybe even hoping it will happen. Okay, I'm going back to work. Make sure you put that panel back on the copier when you're done. We don't want people getting suspicious now, do we? Always a pleasure to work with you, sir. Have a good weekend, buddy.